Shrumos, Perik Beis, Mishnah Dalet 2-4. Ein tarmin mimin al sheino mino. One can't take truma from one type of food on behalf of another type of food. Each separate type has to be taken tithe separately. Ve'im tarim, and if one did, meaning if one had a container of wheat and a container of barley, each with, let's say, 50 cups of wheat and barley respectively, so you have to give one cup of wheat and one cup of barley as truma. If you opt to give 2 cups of wheat on behalf of both, even though they're both grain, for example, does not work. Im tarim, if you try to do that, ein truma so truma, what you call truma has no effect and you have to try again. Kol min chitim, however, all different types of wheat, echad, they're all considered one type, and you could take one on behalf of the other. We're not so familiar with wheat, but certainly we have things like many types of rice or many types of apples, so one could treat them all the same. Kol min te'enim, ugrogros, uduvela, echad, and figs. The way that figs came in the time of the Mishnah were in 3 totally separate guises. They could be fresh figs. A fresh fig is called a te'ena. It could be a dried fig. That's called a grogeris. The plural is grogros. Those dried figs taste much less good than a fresh fig, but last a lot longer. And then uduvela. Uduvela are pressed figs, like a mush fig cake. It's somewhere in the middle. Presumably tastes better than the grogeris and lasts longer than the fresh te'ena. So those are all considered to be echad, one species, meaning if you have te'enim, grogros, and dvela, you could take, let's say, 50 pounds of each. You could take 3 pounds from any of the above, and it would work. Torah mizeh al zeh, that's fungible. You can take truma one on behalf of the other. Now, which one should you take? Kol malkum sheyesh kohen, if you have a kohen handy, so then torah min hayafet, take from the best, meaning the most tasty, meaning the fresh figs. But v'chol malkum she'ein kohen, if there's no kohen handy and therefore there's no certainty a kohen will ever get to the figs that you set aside as truma before they potentially spoil, then tar min hamitzkayim, then you should take truma from the type of fig that will last the longest, that is to say, the dried figs. So the Tana Kama here, the halacha is like him, holds that we focus on the requirements from the Torah. Says chelbo, the best has to be given when you take truma, but we're focusing here on what the recipient will receive. And even though at the time of taking the truma, a fresh fig might be a better gift than a dried fig, but by the time it gets to the kohen, it's likely that it will only be if it's in the shape of a dried fig, it'll be much better because he receives it after some time than a fresh fig, which will spoil. So therefore, the Tana Kama holds, you should take from that which will be the best when it reaches the hand of the kohen, meaning you take from that which will last, the dried fig. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, La'olam hutar min hayafe. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, you should always take from the best. And if it turns out that a kohen doesn't get it before it spoils, whatever it is, so that doesn't matter. That's besides the point. The point is that the Torah wants you to give from your best as an expression of your hakaras hatov, your gratitude to Hashem, and to give something back. In this case, you're giving something to the kohen, like Hashem's proxy, if you will. And therefore, we're focused on you, the giver, not necessarily the kohen, the receiver. And therefore, the Rabbi Yehuda says you give from the best and then let the chips fall where they may. However, like I said before, the halacha falls in Tana Kama that you take what will ultimately be the best when the kohen receives it, as far as your best goes anyways, meaning if there is kohanim present and prevalent, you'll give fresh, and if not, then you'll take from the dried fig that will last until the kohen finally comes to your town to get truma.